With Cap Radio News, I'm Devin Yamanaka. A bill calling for a statewide ban on homeless camps near schools and transit stops has failed to advance at the state capitol. Democratic State Senator Catherine Blakespear of San Diego County co-authored the bill. She urged the opponents of the legislation to offer solutions to what she called a burgeoning humanitarian crisis.
I would love to hear from the opposition. Come and talk to my office, reach out to my staff about things that you think we can do, because I am interested in what we can do in this state and not saying it's just about money. It's not just about money. It's about a variety of policy things and approaches to land use, and it's about money.
Democratic lawmakers on the Senate Public Safety Committee voted against the bill at a hearing today. The legislation would have required 3 days' notice before authorities could clear camps and that officials provide information about homeless shelters in the area. Local business owners in downtown Sacramento are preparing for a busy night. Tonight, the Sacramento Kings will play the Golden State Warriors in the NBA's play-in tournament. Cap Radio's Tony Rodriguez has more.
The pastry and gelato shop La Macaron French Pastries opened last Saturday across the street from the Golden One Arena. Owner Emily Graham says she will be rooting for the Kings, hoping this will give people the opportunity to see her new storefront.
So after the Kings win tonight, we will be open for dessert. I have your gelato. We want to be your celebration spot. I know not a lot of places are open downtown as late as the games go, but we will definitely be here.
Tourism booms when the Kings light the beam. NBA fans will come to see the team take on their Northern California rival. Visit Sacramento sports coordinator David Eady says the Kings bring more life to the city.
I'll never forget the first game of the playoffs last year. It was hard to be downtown in Doco and by the arena and not get emotional, just to see the support and the positive vibes. And it was a beautiful spring day in Sacramento.
Last season, the Kings were eliminated by Golden State in round one of the playoffs. Tonight's game will tip off at 7 p.m., with a win, the Kings will advance to compete for the 8th seed in the Western Conference. Tony Rodriguez, Cap Radio News.
An annual celebration of local food, drink, and business is happening in Sacramento this weekend. The 14th Taste of East Sacramento will feature over 50 different vendors. The event is being put on by the East Sacramento Chamber of Commerce. Serena Marzion is the executive director.
People get a chance to talk to the chefs and the owners and really get to know what their business is about. And, you know, it's hard to try all of these restaurants over time, so it's nice to have them all in one place.
A variety of local wine and beer will be available at the 21 and Up event, alongside offerings from Sacramento mainstays such as Selin's Market, Temple Coffee, and Dos Coyotes. Organizers of Taste of East Sacramento are expecting around 600 people at this year's event, which takes place Saturday at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church on Alhambra Boulevard. And you can find more news at capradio.org.
Support for Cap Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.